Four young people. Will you be merciful? Instructions. Do this activity in a quiet place. As you read the scriptures, imagine that you are actually watching the events. Picture the scene. Hear the voices. Feel the emotions of the characters. Let the account come to life. Main characters. A Jewish man. A priest. A Levite. And a Samaritan. Summary. A story that Jesus told about a Samaritan who helped an injured Jew. Think about the scene. Luke 10:29-37 reads, "But wanting to prove himself righteous, the man said to Jesus, 'Who really is my neighbor?' In reply, Jesus said, 'A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, who both stripped him and inflicted blows, and went off, leaving him half dead. Now by coincidence, a certain priest was going down over that road, but when he saw him, he went by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite also, when he got down to the place and saw him, went by on the opposite side. But a certain Samaritan traveling the road came upon him, and at seeing him, he was moved with pity. So he approached him and bound up his wounds, pouring oil and wine upon them. Then he mounted him upon his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and whatever you spend besides this, I will repay you when I come back here.' Who of these three seems to you to have made himself neighbor to the man that fell among the robbers?" He said, "The one that acted mercifully toward him." Jesus then said to him, "Go your way and be doing the same yourself." Describe the appearance of the road between Jerusalem and Jericho as you imagine it. What facial expressions do you see on the faces of the priest and the Levite? The Good Samaritan. What tone of voice do you imagine was used by the man who wanted to prove himself righteous? Luke 10:25 reads, "Now look, a certain man versed in the law rose up to test him out and said, 'Teacher, by doing what shall I inherit everlasting life?'" Verse 29 reads, "But wanting to prove himself righteous, the man said to Jesus, 'Who really is my neighbor?'" Dig deeper. Why might Jesus' listeners have been surprised that a Samaritan helped a Jew? John 4:9 reads, "Therefore the Samaritan woman said to him, 'How is it that you, despite being a Jew, ask me for a drink, when I am a Samaritan woman?' For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." How might the priest and the Levite have tried to excuse themselves from helping the injured Jew? Why, do you think, did Jesus tell a story rather than give a direct answer to the man's question at Luke 10:29? Apply what you learned. Write down what you learned about what it means to be merciful, how to show love for your neighbor. Ask yourself, how should I view people of other races or nationalities? If I notice that someone needs my help, what will mercy move me to do? What lesson from this account is most important to me, and why? Suggestion: draw a storyboard, a series of simple pictures that illustrate the sequence of events in this Bible story. Describe what is happening in each scene.